In Japan, daunting recovery efforts amid fresh memories.
It was still terrifying once we got up to the top. We didn't know if more water was going to come, if there was going to be another tsunami. So we were kind of at the highest point that we could get. So the whole evening was kind of terrifying, not knowing if we were high enough.
The survivors in Japan roll up their sleeves from the northern tip of Honshu Island to the outskirts of Tokyo itself.
In this battle against the elements, war stories told in very human voices. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to bring you some of those human survivor stories and voices all hour long, and also look at the predicament of those nuclear workers in Japan. It's Wednesday, March 16th.
First, though, let's get you updated on exactly what is happening there. The crisis gets worse at the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano says radioactive steam is now rising from Reactor 3.
A part of the containment vessel is broken, and it seems like the vapor is coming out from there.
That is the second breach of an inner containment wall in as many days. It's led to a surge in radiation that forced emergency workers to temporarily suspend their efforts to keep the reactors from melting down. Officials say the radiation level at that plant is equivalent to 2,000 chest x-rays per hour. Meanwhile, just yards away, a fire in Reactor 4 continues to release radiation into the atmosphere. It's too dangerous for workers to get close enough to battle that fire. Last hour, the Army abandoned the plan to drop water on the reactor from a helicopter. So, to update you, Japanese officials say Reactors 1, 2, and 3 have all partially melted down at this point. There are breaches in the inner containment walls of Reactors 2 and 3, and number 4 is on fire. Officials also say that Reactors 5 and 6 are having cooling problems as well.
The World Health Organization, in a reassuring report, says there's no significant spread of radiation at this time, but it's dependent on the wind, which currently is blowing out to sea. Japan's emperor made a rare appearance this morning, rallying the people of Japan. This as the number of dead and missing grew to over 11,000. For more on the search and rescue operations, we're joined live from Tokyo by the Red Cross's Francis Marcus. Francis, describe for us, if you can, the challenges you're facing and other relief workers are facing over the next 24 hours.
Well, the scale and the scope of this humanitarian operation is very, very big and very, very serious, with the amount of destruction and the communities obliterated or washed away. And the task which the Japanese Red Cross faces of helping to care in medical terms and in relief supplies for hundreds of thousands of people in evacuation centers is a very challenging one in terms of logistics and in terms of getting the fuel, for instance, to get deliveries of relief supplies to people in a timely fashion.
Even given the reputation for robust infrastructure in Japan, thanks so much to the Red Cross's Francis Marcus live from Tokyo.
In other news, Libya's revolution is facing collapse. Muammar Gaddafi's forces have broken through the last line of resistance before Benghazi, that is the seat of the rebellion. And a Pakistani court formally charged CIA contractor Ray Davis with two counts of murder. Looking at the markets, Japan's central bank injected more cash into its markets this morning. The Nikkei index closed up 5% on the news. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 11,855, the S&P at 1,281, and the NASDAQ at 2,667.
This morning, many stories of Japanese survivors and also people caught in the tsunami suffering and sacrifice as they rebuild. Yoko Ono grew up in the turbulent post-war Japan and offers her memories and hopes to the people in her homeland. She's going to join us later. But first, voices from that disaster in Japan, how entire cities have changed, along with 50 anonymous Japanese workers who we're thinking about at this hour, trying to avert a catastrophe at that Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power complex.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.